Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You're very welcome along. This is episode 5, series 42, series in which we are talking about life, the universe and everything as a celebration of the 42nd series of Walk the Pod, as an homage to Douglas Adams, who of course wrote about life, the universe and everything in his wonderful trilogy of 5 books, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And we've been trying to cover absolutely everything that we've learned so far about being in the world in this series. It's been a really interesting series so far. And this first Friday episode of the series, I'd like to talk about something extremely important. Whilst we can get all serious thinking about existential crises and zooming out and our insignificance in the universe and the bleakness of the possibility that today is the last day, etc., etc., I want to take a moment today to consider the importance of fun. Welcome to Walk the Pod. In a way, once we've gone all deep and philosophical and considered the fact that we are insignificant in the universe and the fact that we are really a miracle, it's a miracle that we're here at all, and the fact that we can't access the past or the future, and so there's no point reminiscing about or planning for either, respectively, we are then left with, well, okay, so how do I actually enjoy this imperfect day? Well, I think the answer to that is savour it. As if it were the last day, enjoy this soggy leaf mulch, enjoy these trees standing here as they have for hundreds of years, enjoy watching the people walking around, being busy and worried and concerned about things and talking to each other on mobile telephones. Enjoy scrunching through the leaves. Try to feel everything as much as you can possibly do. Savour the imperfect day, in other words, and try as much as you can to enjoy it. And that means having fun. So we've all got important things to do and responsibilities, and life is hard and everything is just incredibly difficult a lot of the time. But we must make fun in and amongst. I'm dedicating this episode to my good friend Andy Onions, who runs a wonderful comedy gig in Kentish Town in London. At that gig, he plays the same song as the stage lights go out at the end of the show. It is the Gigolo Aunt, Where I Find My Heaven. And it is a wonderful reminder of the sacred moments of silliness that we have been searching for at the comedy gig, searching for on the stage, searching for in the audience, trying to find those hilarious, outrageous things that happened and will never ever happen in quite the same way again. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And it reminds me that Stuart Lee used to draw a chalk circle around his audience and his stage when he performed. And the chalk circle was there to say, this is a sacred space. We are finding silliness in our own special way. And so it was very much keeping out anybody who was there to say, oh, I don't like this. I don't think it's funny, actually. I don't like what you just said. We've got to find space for silliness as much as possible. And it's difficult, actually. I was making an effort to find ways to have fun in the day a few years ago with my good friend Stephen. And it's actually interesting how difficult it is to do. I can highly recommend the 4-minute dance break. That's a lot of fun. I can highly recommend simply finding a friend for a chat and trying to make one another laugh. I can highly recommend watching actual comedy sketches and bits and stand-up and stuff on the TV, and going to see live comedy is a wonderful way to find silliness and fun in the day. But beyond that, you know, if you're quite a serious-minded person, as I think you'll have picked up by now, I am, It is difficult to work out how to have fun in the day. Do you count playing games? Yes, I do count playing games. The problem is, though, I'm too competitive for anybody else to have any fun. I'm having lots of fun playing competitive board games with my friends, and they're running away and saying, I'm never playing with you again, because you are making this not fun with your highly competitive strategic approach to things that are supposed to be joyful. So, you know, I'm doing my best. I am a reasonably serious person. I am also somebody who will try to make you laugh if we're talking as much as I possibly can, within reasonable boundaries of what is actually going on the day, obviously. But look, if you have ways to have fun, and the Walk the Pod Walking Club is an excellent representation of a group of people who know how to have fun. I'm there talking about serious philosophical concepts and things I'm reading and how important it is to understand the writings of Marcus Aurelius, and they're there posting photographs of ducks. So whatever you can find to have fun in the day is good to go with, as far as I'm concerned. So do let me know if you have any tips on how to have fun. I'm always open to them, always interested to hear any ideas you've got on that subject. walkthepod.com, or you can email Rach at rachelwheely.com. Highly recommend you go and Spotify up, or Google up, or YouTube up Gigolo Aunts, Where I Find My Heaven, and have a listen to it in full, and treat yourself to a dance break this Friday. What can I see directly in front of me? There's a pup in the park. There's a way to have fun: watching pups in the park, watching squirrels, watching little kids playing. It's all good. This pup is extremely pleased with itself. It's got a ball in its mouth and its lead in its mouth. It's running around, trotting about, looking absolutely delighted with the day. It is living its best life in the park. Lots of leaves on the ground, lots of leaves in the trees as well, but they're about to drop off. As I walked into the hospital this morning, there was somebody cutting all the beautiful black foliage down, which has harboured bright yellow flowers since the spring. I kid you not, this plant, whatever it is, black flower, black leaves, yellow flowers. It's absolutely beautiful. Been there for months and months and months, and finally it's all being cut down today. I feel quite sad. I've enjoyed looking at that every day when I've come into work, so that's all gone now. One leaf sticking up as if to salute me as I walk past, thanks very much. And a red ball lying in the middle of the grass with no owner. The pup's gone now. Don't think it was that pup's ball in the first place, so I don't know where that's come from. We've got 1 week left, poddies. 1 week left to think about life, the universe and everything. I think we've covered most of the most important concepts in the universe this week, but I'm sure there's enough to cover another five episodes next week, so I'm looking forward to bringing you those. If you've been listening this week and you're thinking, yes, but there's some really important things you haven't covered yet, Rach, can you let me know what they are? Because it's entirely possible that we've spoken about something in one of the 550 episodes of Walk the Pod that I've recorded so far and now forgotten about it again. So do get in touch in order to say you are going to cover radical self-trust, aren't you, in life, the universe and everything? Because if you don't, well, we'll forget to mention it. I am going to cover radical self-trust, absolutely. I'm also going to cover critical thinking, hopefully. Maybe even active listening. There's a lot of really good stuff that I haven't managed to get in yet. So there's loads to cover next week. But if you think there's something that we've talked about on the pod and is very, very important, please get in touch, because I would hate to leave something out. And I've only got 5 more episodes to do so. Thank you for walking with me, dear friends. It's been an absolute delight to stretch my legs with you this lunchtime. Very, very indebted to you for coming with me on my lunchtime walk and chatting to you about the importance of having fun. One of the 10 most important concepts in life, the universe and everything, in my view. And I think Douglas Adams would agree with that. Yes, we've got 5 episodes to cover the rest of life, the universe and everything. Get in touch if you think there's something important I should cover. Walkthepod.com or rach@rachelwillie.com. You can leave me a voice note if you want to via walkthepod.com. You can join the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club by also going to walkthepod.com, pressing the appropriate button. And thank you very much indeed to One Eyed Guy, my lovely friend Matures, who sent me a brand new microphone cover. Due to being a sound engineer who cannot cope with the wind noise anymore on the pod, so I'm hoping that there is no wind noise on today's pod as I'm using one of the new windshields. Thank you, Matures. I appreciate it. From the bottom of my little heart. Take care of your beautiful mind. Try and enjoy the imperfect day. Find time for fun. Please look up the Gigolo Aunts, where I find my heaven. And I will be back on Monday with episode 6.